The next patient is Maria Cervantes. The last name is Cervantes. Maria, M-A-R-I-A. Clinical case of a 67-year-old Hispanic female who has a baseline diabetes mellitus that is stage 3B. The patient has been diabetic for more than 20 years. She used to be very heavy, and whether or not the patient developed steatosis, Sierra Tango Echo Alpha Tango Oscar Sierra India Sierra steatosis with liver cirrhosis is the most likely situation, since the CAT scan is conclusive of the liver cirrhosis. The patient has never drank alcohol, and we don't have any other explanation for this cirrhotic change. Period. She was admitted to a hospital, and she was in acute kidney injury that was related to prurinal azotemia. During the hospital stay, we had the opportunity to see her. We were able to correct her. She recovered the kidney function. However, she continued to have multiple issues. The latest creatinine at the hospital that was 2 weeks ago, that was at the beginning of August, the creatinine was 1.49, the BUN25, and the estimated GFR 38. The patient had trace of proteinuria, but most importantly, she had evidence of non-anion gap metabolic acidosis. If this is another finding, period, we are going to reevaluate the kidney function during the next visit in order to make adjustments. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. This patient comes today with a blood pressure of 149/102 with a heart rate of 140. She is completely asymptomatic. When I interviewed the patient, she has not been taking the metoprolol. She ran out of metoprolol, and we are going to phone in the prescription into the pharmacy. We're going to give the metoprolol tartrate 50 milligrams POBID, because she used to respond to this medication. And since there is evidence of fluid retention in the lower extremities and the abdominal cavity, we are going to put her on Biomex 1 milligram every other day. Following number. The patient has anemia. A bone marrow was done. It wasn't conclusive. The patient is going to be referred to the Florida Cancer Center for follow-up. The iron metabolism is satisfactory. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease in the past. following number, the patient has rheumatoid arthritis. At the present time, the patient is receiving prednisone. With improvement of the condition, however, the blood sugar has been elevated according to the information given by the patient. Following number, the patient has non-anion gap metabolic acidosis that is going to be treated with bicarbonate, two tablets POBID. Following number, hyperlipidemia, we are going to reevaluate the case with a lipid panel in a couple of months. Taking into consideration that there are so many complications related to this patient, we are going to reevaluate in 2 months with laboratory workup. We spend 25 minutes reviewing the hospitalization and the labs. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes, in the documentation, 8 minutes.